glory to the great Jehovah, the great Jehovah who sent Jesus. My brother, does Jehovah have a lot of love or kind of love?
Jehovah has great love. He has so much love, he sent his only begotten Son, who begged and begged for years to come down this planet that we may have a physical body and be glorified by the omnipresent energy, Jesus, and be taken up as God and Godhead. Because his program, it's a celestial realm, and it just didn't work, you know. So Jesus had to come up with a great plan. So Jehovah is great because he has lots of love. People always think that we talk about like trouble, but this God, Jehovah, has great love. He loved the world so much he sent Jesus, baby.
That's right, baby. That makes good sense, my loving brother, because, you know, the great Jehovah God Almighty, the Father of the life and beauty and ecstasy, a lot of people don't know who this great God is. And they think they know, but like the great late Oral Roberts said, if you want to know what the Lord God Almighty is like, learn what the Lord Jesus Christ is like, and then you will know what the Lord God Almighty is like. So it's like the Almighty Father has so much love. A lot of people don't know. They think he's a stern God only. They look at the judgment side of this great Father Jehovah. But welcome to the Jehovah God Convention, by the way. And we, you know, we just recognize that this great God, Jehovah, God of gods, a celestial God of love, light, liberty, the God who sent his messenger, the God who sent his beloved Son, the begotten Son of truth. And we are so thankful that this great Jehovah release Jesus Christ to come to the planet Earth, that we may have a right to the tree of life. And it's amazing how a lot of people, they don't know God. Jesus said it, 17th chapter of St. John, this is life eternal, to know the only true and living God and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent. And so to really get in the groove, is it true, my brother, if you praise and worship Jehovah, and you don't praise the Son, is still acceptable to God?
Definitely not. It's not acceptable. The Jehovah, his spirit draws you to the Son.
Oh.
So a lot of people say that, they say fathers. They must not be into the fathers because the Father would draw you to the Son. The Scripture says that. it's no way. That's like I said before. Jehovah has no jurisdiction on this planet. You know, I tease him all the time about that. You have no jurisdiction on this planet. This planet belongs to Jesus, you know. He's head of Jesus. He's Jesus' father, yes.
Right.
Very true. Very loving, very caring, very feminine, yes. But he has no jurisdiction. He gave all power, all authority to Jesus, the Son of God.
Are you saying that we should kind of sing to Jesus then? And not so much to the Father Jehovah?
There's no kind of, it's either. You say yes or no, yay or nay. But yes, you go directly to talk to Jesus. We both have many experiences as far as you deal with the Father, and then all of a sudden, why don't you talk to the Son? That's right, it's uh-huh. His planet. Why am I saying Jehovah? Or why am I saying Father? A lot of times when Jesus said Father, he was talking about the Father within him. And that Father within him is the Ghost Holy. And the Ghost Holy is named Jesus, too. He was talking about through the Holy Spirit as the Eternal Father. A lot of people get that mixed up as that he was talking to Jehovah Father, you know. But most of the time, you got to know the distinction. He was talking to the Eternal Spirit, the Holy Ghost.
That's a lot of power, sweetheart. Wait a minute. Oh, my Russell Wilson, Seahawks. Are you saying...
Seahawks, baby.
Yeah, baby.
Jesus, baby. Super Bowl. Super Bowl. You guys doubt it.
That's
Super
right.
Bowl.
Super Bowl.
Jesus team. Super Bowl.
That's
they
right.
were praising in the stands. Can you believe that?
Yes, that's
over
right.
there, and they were praising. Seahawks was praising Jesus and praising the Father in the stands.
Yes,
you know that team. The 12th man is going everywhere. I think they had at least 12,000.
Oh, yeah.
Or more.
Exactly.
You know they were praising the stands. Yeah, Seahawks, baby. I got to bring that in.
That's right, baby. So you see, the Seahawks, This is now shifting our program from the Jehovah God Convention to Jesus University, because we're going to sing to Jesus, and we're going to worship Jesus, and we're going to exalt Jesus, baby, because Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. You may praise the Father only, and it's unacceptable unless you go through the Son of God, Jesus Christ. Sing that song, brother. Get that song going.
Oh, God, Jesus Christ, the Son of God,
yes.
We thank you, we worship you, we praise you. You are worthy to be praised, to be glorified. This is your planet. You
yes.
are our Father of this planet.
Yes.
You gave us these bodies, you glorified these bodies, and you put the eternal spirit, which is the Father, in each and every soul on this planet. I thank you for that in the name of God, Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, God, Jesus Christ. Me, you are worthy of all the glory. You are worthy of all the majesty and all the honor. We more, Jesus Christ. We thank you for being our God, our Savior, our King, our righteous force within us. We adore you forever. We love you. We just treasure you in your great name, John J. Susie Christ. Amen. Glory to Jesus. January 10th, 2016. A.D. in the year of our Lord Jesus Christ of the new age of consummation and fire. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Son of God University, Jah J. Susie Christ International, live on planet Earth, all around the galaxy. We worship Jah Jesus Christ, King of kings, Lord of lords, Lord, God of very God, begotten and not made, full of grace, full of truth. Hail Mary, Blessed Mother of Jesus Christ. We thank you, sweet Mother Mary. Thou shalt be called, blessed art you among all women. Blessed are you above all women. Blessed is the fruit of your holy womb, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We celebrate you, great Mother Mary, for bringing forth the Lord Jesus, the Son of God, by the power of the Holy Ghost. We thank you, Mother Maria. We thank you, sweet Mother of Jesus Christ. We thank you for healing my eyes. We thank you for blessing our souls. We thank you, sweet Mother Mary, you great transfigured being, you great goddess in the heavens, you one great woman who worships the Lord Jesus Christ, your gracious Son. We thank you for coming into the world. We thank you, Mother Mary, you shall be and you are blessed among women. And blessed are you always. We glorify you. We thank you for your worship to Jesus. We thank you for your honor to Jesus. We thank you for your respect for Jesus. We thank you, sweet Mother Mary. Now, some of you niggas about to trip on that. Did he talk to Mother Mary? Is he praying to Mother Mary? How justified is this, my loving brother?
That's very justified because sweet Mother Mary, as I would say, she brought Jesus into this planet, a God.
Yes.
So anybody who goes through that, that has any ties with Jesus on that level, has to be called blessed, and you can give praise and thanks for that. He's not worshiping her.
Right.
He's just giving thanks that she brought forth the Son. She didn't have to. You know, she was willing to do it because you have a choice. Even though that's your destiny, you still
right.
have a choice. And she chose to bring Jesus into this world, to birth him into this world. You know, through all that glory, she did it. And we thank her for doing that.
Amen, baby. Glory to Jesus Christ, our Lord. And we say Merry Christmas. We continue on this new side of the new year of 2016. We just keep on worshiping the Lord Jesus and making Jesus real to you and to the world. It's like the scripture even said, all nations shall call me blessed. That's what Mother Mary said. If you don't believe it, look in the book of Matthew, the first chapter, and probably other scriptures too, and the book of St. Luke. So this reality, this great reality of virgin birth really did take place. This is what makes the glorious Christmas season so exalted, so magnanimous, so powerful, so introductory, so fulfilling, so glorious. We keep Jesus Christ alive every day, 30 days a month, 28 days a month in February, 29 this leaping year in February. Some days are 30, Just 365 this year, 366 and a quarter days of this great year, we reverence, we respect, and we glorify the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is the power of Jesus. The Holy Ghost is intelligent. The Holy Ghost has his own personality and his own mind. My sweetheart brother, can I go directly to the Holy Ghost, or do I got to go through a prophet or, you know, Jesus? Or we know everything is through Jesus, but can I have access to this Holy Ghost? Or what's the dealio on this?
Oh, yes. We all, that's what Jesus wants us to do. You know, definitely he's worthy of praising, and Jesus, the Son of God, gives us the Holy Ghost as we praise and worship him and ask him for it. But then from that, once we get the Holy Ghost, he wants us to deal with that spirit, that life force, the midichlorians, as Star Wars says. He wants us to deal with that intelligence within us, you know, and praise it, because it's within us. See, that Holy Ghost, that spark is within us. And then as we praise and worship Jesus, we get our whole body is filled with that intelligence and all that midichlorians throughout all our cells is enlightened. But as we do that and we get the baptism of the Holy Ghost, then, man, we need to praise and worship the ghost. Put a holy on that ghost that's closer than hands and feet. It's right here. It's within us. See, that's why we got over billions of people listening to us, because they want something that they can work with. They don't want no God way up in the sky that they have to holler to for
Yo,
hear
Jesus.
They
Yo,
want
Jesus.
The truth, as Jesus put it.
That's right.
You know, the kingdom of heaven, the ghost holy, is within you. It's all around you. It's at hand. It's here now. That's what he's saying. It's here now. It's within you. Remember, that intelligence is in you. It guides you all the time. It's with you. It comforts you. It's the one that heals your body and mind and spirit. It's the one that transfigures you to godhood. This is the one that transfigures your mind. It purifies your subconscious mind. As it purifies that, then the Holy Helper, which is the Ghost Holy, can take full range over your body. As that happens, then you have the pineal gland, then you have the pituitary gland. That changes, and then as that changes, then your whole body becomes youthified. You become youthful. You become glorified. Your cells start not aging anymore, and then pretty soon you're transfigured, or you're taken as a twinkling as an eye, as the scripture said, you're transfigured into the fourth dimension, and then you are a god or a goddess. That is our main purpose on earth. Your main purpose on earth is not to go to church all the time. There's nothing wrong with going, paying the preachers who's taking your money, and then just read the scriptures, and then they become dead. You want some life. The life force is within you, the Ghost Holy. It tells you what to do. The Bible directs you how to get in touch with this Ghost Holy, how to eat and live your life. Then once you get that, the Ghost Holy takes over, and it can tell you all things. It can teach you. It says it teaches you all things. It's the Ghost Holy. You know, we can say things to you that triggers you. That's why you're listening, because you feel what I say. You know it's true, because the spirit of truth is in you, and you can feel it on this planet Earth. And brothers and sisters, not only this planet Earth, we have people in the heavenlies listening to us. If you don't know, if you're new on this program, it's trillions of beings on the heavenlies, thousands of levels on the heavens that's listening to this program right now. And then we have people in the hellish realm that's listening to it. Jesus has arranged that for they can listen to Son of God University. And believe me, people are getting delivered leaps and bounds in all these realms. So this is a planetary system. That's what we're dealing with right now. And Jesus, he's the anchor, that Son of God. And then you get to the Ghost Holy. Man, that Ghost Holy is powerful. Remember, that Ghost Holy has the intelligence of itself. It can create. You know, Jesus and the Father came out of the Ghost Holy, that eternal spirit. Remember, they came out of it. What do you think they worship? They worship that Father within. What is the Father within? The Ghost Holy. What's his name? Jesus.
You Yeah, that's right, sweetheart, baby. You heard it live here on Son of God University. I tell you, sweetheart, it is real from galaxy to galaxy, from star to star. The truth is the truth, and the Lord Jesus Christ reigns supreme in us, through us, around us. This is the active force that we speak of. This is the divine Jesus Christ energy that forever flows. This is in the gospel and in the book of Holy Spirit. There is St. Matthew, St. Mark, St. Luke, St. John, Dr. Holy Ghost.
You got that right.
Also known as the book of Acts. It should be called the book of the Holy Ghost, because the Acts is the Acts of the Holy Spirit activated through the apostles. And the apostles is what was what the one that followed the teachings of Jesus. And so therefore, sweethearts, God spoke and raised up Jesus, gave Jesus Christ the Holy Spirit. And Jesus Christ lived the laws of the universe, because God, the Father, was happy that Jesus did his mission, overcame, gave his life, resurrected, and went to the heavens and sat down on the right hand of power. He proved to the world, he proved to the Father, that his blood sacrifice was pure, and it was justifiable that we may have a glorious Easter season every day, a glorious Christalization season, also known as Christmas, the mass of Christ in us, reigning in us all the time. It is time, people and saints of the Most High Jesus, we need to become Christ inside-minded. We need to recognize, take your eyes off of looking up in the heavens and just binding Jesus sitting on the right side of God, which is cool to a degree as far as the knowledge. But go beyond that and recognize that Jesus Christ sent the Holy Spirit back to the earth for the saints to receive. That's verified in the 14th chapter of St. John, the 15th and the 16th chapter. Pray through the 17th chapter of St. John. Jesus said, if you love me, my Father will love you, and we will send this Holy Spirit to you, and it will come in you and rise up through you. You see, sweethearts, if you want to be happy for the rest of your life, make Jesus Christ the great light of your life. You want to be happy, you have to have this awareness of the inside Christ. Christ reigns and rules within. How are we happy? How did the Seahawks pull that victory off over there in the United States of America, in the middle western state of Minnesota? Now, the press was blowing up. Oh, it's cold. It's going to be cold. No, it's not. It's only 8 degrees below zero. That's not cold. That's just calm, cool weather. They, you know, they kept blowing it up. But what I like about the Seahawks and the Seahawks coach, Pete Carroll, of the Seattle Seahawks in the western United States, they said, hey, we're not focused on the cold temperature. We are focused on winning. We raise our thoughts to the Spirit of Jesus Christ, and we play our best that we may stay in the playoffs. And that's what they did. And like my brother said earlier, they had it on the news. They had it on the CNN. They had it on the fifth quarter. If you get cable television in the Far East, you can get King 5 News, or King 5, because they played on King 5, or also ESPN, Sports Channel. And the people in the stadium that were from Seattle, the game was played in Minnesota, but the people from the Puget Sound, my brother said, around 12,000 to 15,000 12 men that were there, the 12 men represent the people that back up the Seahawks team. And the fans, they traveled and they go, and they were kneeling down and on the ground in the stadium, praising Jesus, praying to Jesus, and giving him thanks ahead of time that we was going to win the game. And, you know, in the first two quarters, there was 0-0-0-0. Nobody scored. In that third quarter, I believe that they picked up the Minnesota Vikings had 9, Seattle 0. Then all of a sudden, we got a touchdown, and there's some more scoring, and it hit 10. The score was 10-9. You see, Minnesota didn't get no touchdown. They got field goals. You only get 3 points for that. So 3-3-3, and it was 9. I believe that's how. I didn't see hear the whole game, but I'm getting skinny on it. But anywho, the good news, Seattle, Washington, the Seattle Seahawks won the game. Another good thing that I said before, Jesus Christ is a Seahawk. He's a Seahawk fan. And how do I know that? Well, there's a commercial about the Cherokee Jeep. I said the bluest skies, the bluest skies are in Seattle. And the greenest hills or the greenest green are in Seattle. Then it plays the music about the Jeep, you know, you buy Cherokee. Well, I like that first part. The bluest skies are in Seattle. And the greenest green of the greenest hills are in Seattle. It's the evergreen state in the United States. Those who went to Seattle, Washington, Western Washington, the United States of America. Now, if you stand outside the Earth, or if you're in a spaceship and you're looking down upon the Earth, you see the two great colors that stand out, blue and green. What are the Seahawk colors? Blue and green. Jesus Christ is a Seahawk. Jesus Christ is a Seahawk fan. Jesus Christ blessed the team to win. People in the stands were praying to Jesus Christ. And some people say, well, you know, God don't have nothing to do with football. How on the earth do you know? Have you got inside of the mind of God? Have you stood inside of the mind of Jesus? How do you know he didn't have anything to do with the football? How do you know he wasn't looking down and saying, go ahead, Seahawks, baby. You're praying to me. Keep on keeping on. Jesus Christ is active on the earth. Jesus Christ loves physical bodies. Jesus Christ loves human beings. Jesus Christ sent his Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit loves physical bodies. Let us pray to the Holy Spirit. Glory to the Holy Spirit.
We thank you, Holy Spirit. We thank you for your intelligence that dwells within us, all around us, all throughout the galaxy, all throughout the universes. We love you. We praise you. We thank you that Holy Helper helps us in every millisecond of our life. We thank you for healing our bodies. We thank you for healing our minds and our subconscious mind, our superconscious mind, and our carnal mind. We thank you for integrating it. We thank you that you are in us. We thank you that you love body beings. You love to reign and rule and twinkle and inkle in the body being. Why I say that? It loves to radiate. It loves to shake it. It loves body beings. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I love you. So be it.
Amen, Holy Spirit, baby. We adore you, sweet Jesus. Holy Ghost, the Lord will host on every coast. I love you, sweetheart, baby, darling, eternal energy. We thank you for dwelling in our minds. We thank you for dwelling in our physical bodies. We thank you for dwelling in our spiritual bodies. We thank you for the pituitary gland that is guided and directed by the subconscious mind. So we ask you, Holy Spirit, to help us to purify the realm in which you abide in us. You know, sweetheart, my brother, this Holy Spirit throne, he's everywhere. But the Holy Spirit's main throne is inside a human being's subconscious mind.
Oh, yes.
And that's something because the subconscious mind, once you put something in that mind, you can plant positive or negative. Why not welcome the Holy Spirit in that mind? Because in the subconscious mind, that's what the Seattle Seahawks, Coach Carroll, Pete Carroll, and the Seahawks team, they were so focused on transforming the mind by the light of Jesus Christ. That's why they say, the media kept saying, oh, it's cold, it's going to be cold. You put that in your in subconscious mind, it'll be a negative to get you to get the shivers. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I say, no. It was not cold. It was only 8 degrees below zero. That's better than 80 below zero. You look at it like, oh, that's nothing. So what? Big deal with a big deal pickle. I ran track in school, and we had to run in the snow. You know, it was raining, snow, and ice, and sleeveless jerseys and shorts. So if I can do it back in the day, they're doing it right now. And the Seahawks, when they went out there, they had a choice to wear long sleeves or short sleeves, and I believe the Minnesota Vikings had a choice also. And the Seattle Seahawks, I believe the majority, if not all, chose to wear short sleeves. You know, the regular uniform was short sleeve, white jerseys, this time with the blue the pants, I believe. And they went out there and they did their glorious act, you see, because their minds were transformed. See, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Romans, the 8th chapter, it teaches, in the 12th chapter, correct, about renew your mind. The 8th chapter, it speaks about being free in Christ Jesus. The law of Christ Jesus has made us free from the law of sin and death. We have the power over life. We have the power over death. It's in the book of Deuteronomy. The scripture of Jehovah has set before you life or death, health or happiness, sickness or whatever you want to choose. Jehovah say, if you had a, this is my slang, if you had a half a brain, you would choose life and live. But it didn't say it that way. But I'd rather that you choose life and live. You see, so therefore, human beings have great power on the earth. We have freedom to choice, freedom to choose, freedom to select what we want to believe and adopt the policy. And as you come this way, sweethearts, you hear this from the God University host teaching the truth of the truth. Like my sweetheart brother say, you know we're telling you the truth because it's quickening within your being. We are non-religious. We are totally spiritual. divinely scientific, ultimately gloriously into the Jesus or Jesusi. And so you see, going this divine route, as you meditate in the light of Jesus Christ, as you be still, Psalms 46:10, it tells you to be still. Get in that total stillness. Still your mind. Control your emotions. Control your thought patterns. Control the sound around you. Learn to feel the force within you. Learn to feel the light of Jesus Christ zooming through your body. Learn to treasure the tingling moments with the Christ light. Learn to value the Holy Spirit. Learn to reverence the Holy Spirit. Learn to thank and praise and worship and adore Holy Spirit. You see, sweethearts, this is imperative. This is important. Now, we go back to the Atibodome, to some of you known as Adam, and Laiva, known to some of you as Eve or Eva. So therefore, you see, when God created the first human species, and he made them male and female, he created he them. And when they were first made, they had that bright, glorious nature. They were not transfigured first, neither were they in ultimate perfection, but they were made perfect. Now, get that. They had to attain perfection to get the purified spiritualization perfection. You have to receive the purified spirit, a.k.a. Holy Spirit, also Holy Ghost. So therefore, when Atibodom and Laiva looked up in the heavens, and they had access to look in heaven and see God, Jehovah, sitting on his throne, and they saw his beloved son who was to come, who was a celestial being also before he became human form. They saw all of that greatness. And they were told by the Almighty, you need to receive Holy Spirit. I want to have the joy to give you Holy Spirit because I'm not going to be able to give it to nobody else besides you, Atibodom, Laiva, and Jesus, because after that, everything was turned over to Jesus Christ, you see. And so, therefore, they said, we don't need the Holy Spirit because we got you, Jehovah. We can see you. Look at your radiant being, your celestial, all its glory. And then Jehovah said, wait a minute, we formed our bodies out of the Holy Spirit. Because before we form our bodies, you wouldn't be able to be looking at us because there was a consuming fire, verified in the book of Genesis. Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy 4, chapter, verse 24. Our God, Jehovah, is a consuming fire and a jealous God. And then Hebrews 12:29, our God is a consuming fire. And the glory to God, glory to, correction, into the glory to Jesus version, it says our God, Jesus, is a consuming fire in Hebrews 12, chapter, verse 29. So it's showing you that these glorious beings came out of the fire so that we can be able to behold them. Because if they would have stayed a fire like the Holy Ghost, people look at that, they burn up, you see. So it was so powerful what Jehovah and Jesus were teaching our first parents. And they were stiff-necked because they said, no, we don't need Holy Spirit because we got you. He said, no, you got to have the power within you. Sometimes people think they know more than their parents. You know what I mean, my brother? And there are people that think that today. You tell your children something, you don't know jack nothing. I'll just leave it like that. I won't use the Cat Williams version because we know that's pretty rough. and it would have to be edited properly. But we love Cat Williams. He's our friend. But you see, sweethearts, Cat Williams, he's a comedian, in case those who don't know. Who is Cat Williams? Most people know him throughout the United States of America, in Hollywood, California, in Los Angeles area, and he don't fool around. He got a message in his program. He teaches about love, believe it or not. You know, he used some rough language, but he tells you about love your people and love all races of people. And matter of fact, some of these comedians got more love than some of these hooscow pimp preachers. The pimps, they don't teach them about love like they should, you see. And Jesus' commandment is you must love the Lord, the God, with all your being, see, all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And the inner God, the light of Christ, that's the Holy Spirit. We must become in love with Holy Spirit, sweethearts. If you want to progress, like we said before, if you want to progress in this life, and you want to have happiness on earth, and you want to do the will of Jesus Christ on earth as it is in the heavens, you must contact the Holy Spirit. How do you contact? First, you get it from Jesus Christ. Acts, the second chapter, it tells you, repent of your negatives. Repent of your sins. Repent of everything and become baptized in the name of Jesus Christ or should you get baptized in the name of Marshawn Lynch, the running back on the Seattle Seahawks, or get baptized in the name of the President of the United States, Barack Obama? Which is the correct answer, my brother?
I don't know. What do you think about that?
Barack Obama. Repent and be baptized in the name of Barack Obama, and you shall receive the gift. Now, children, don't get upset. Don't email me and Gmail. You said you have to get baptized. No. This is a multiple choice. We're having a sense of humor to make you think Jesus Christ is the real God. Jesus Christ is the name of power. Jesus Christ is the God that President Barack Obama prays to, the President of the United States of America. You know how I know? I met the guy personally. We hug, we scroll. I write him 49 letters. He wrote me about 20, plus or minus. So we're in contact. I hugged him up over in the stadium in Seattle, Washington, back in the day. And so, you know, he's a cool guy. He's the President of the United States. You condemn him sometimes. You don't agree with him sometimes. So what? The man is one man. You know what I mean? He's not Jesus Christ. A lot of people say, well, the president this, the president that. Why are you blaming the President of the United States? Look at yourself, you knucklehead. Wake up, oh, ye saints of the Most High God, saints of the Most High Son of God. Wake up. Stop blaming and pointing the finger at other beings and leaders, and take the finger and shoot your own self in your nose, not with a gun, but put the thumb on your nose, and wake up. You see, sweethearts, all this is important. You got to learn to be kind to the President of the United States. You might not agree with everything he says, you see, but that's the beauty of the democracy of America and the free world. You, as a saint of the Most High Jesus, you say, what does this have to do with Son of God, University, everything? You see, you must love President Barack Hussein Obama. Whether you agree with him or not, he is the active President of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation under one God, with liberty and justice for all, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. So you see, you must love the president.
Well, I don't believe what he's saying, and I don't agree with them, that the Democratic Party.
Big deal. I didn't ask you to agree with the Democratic Party, or the Republican Party, or the Communist Party, or the Independent Party, or the Huskow Party, or the Aristocratic Party, or whatever party, or the Constitutional Party. There's many parties out there. Sweethearts, stop your hate. Stop the hate. Stop the negative. Stop the finger pointing. Look at yourself, you ugly duckling. Now, what do I mean by that? I don't call nobody ugly. I always tell my wife and various people, don't call God ugly. What do you mean, don't call God ugly? Well, when you call yourself, well, when I meant by ugly duckling, you are making yourself ugly by the vibrations that you are inhaling or sending out or projecting to others. That's witchcraft. That's mind control. Stop that negative control. Now, you have different parliaments in the nations. You get different parliaments and governments in the UK and the United States of America, Asia, Thailand here, just everywhere. There's different governments. Don't hate the people. Don't damn the people. Bless them. Bless them that curse you. Pray for them that despitefully use you. This is the scriptures of Jesus Christ. These are even the higher laws of Kung Fu, those who study the art of the essence of all life. You must learn to love everybody. I didn't say you had to agree with everybody, but you must learn to love everybody. I don't like oatmeal. My brother does. Does that mean I don't like him? You're right. I don't like my brother. I love my brother. Is that right, my brother?
You got that right.
I love you extremely to life. You see, we don't have to agree with what we eat or drink, but we must agree that we must love one another. You see, this is the basic truth. A lot of ministers in churches and synagogues or ashrams and kingdom halls and cathedrals and citadels and various temples, they lack teaching the most important subject of the universe, the light of Christ, the love factor. If you don't love, you are a deadbeat. Like my brother said the other yesterday, like he said last year, December, if you don't love, or if you don't have the Holy Ghost, you are a deadbeat. You have to have the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is what makes you love the President of the United States. Why am I harping on the President of the United States? Love him? I don't know. I do know. The Holy Ghost is leading me to say that. That's why. And I must be directed. I must do what I am directed. Because there are some of you Christians out there, you don't love the President. You down-talk him. You do this. You do that. Hey, you better wake up. Your days are numbered. It's time. High time. Over time, beyond time, to love your parliament. It's in the book of the apostles. It teaches you that you must love the government. You must love your government. You must love those that got the authority and the rule over you. You know the scriptures. Stop playing it off, you see. You got to stop damning the president and start blessing the president. Thank you, Lord Jesus, right now that the president of the United States, Barack Obama, is being blessed. We thank you, Holy Spirit, that you are blessing the great leader of the free world. We thank you, sweet Jesus, that this great president of the United States, who has, I believe, 1 year left before his term is up, that you will bless him, guide him, direct him, give him the strength and the wisdom how to activate, what to activate, when to activate, and why to activate. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Amen. In the solid name of Jesus, baby. You see, sweethearts, we must turn everything over to the light of Jesus Christ. Like that prayer we just prayed, it's imperative. When you think of somebody, you bless them. You always send out love to them. You see, because if you go around hating and killing people, that ain't going to work, sweetheart. Woe be unto those. I saw people going out there killing. Woe be unto the Christians that are haters of other religious groups and their affiliations. It's time. It's time, sweethearts. It's time. It's time. It's over time to love all the people. If you want to fulfill the commandments of the Lord Jesus Christ, you have to love the Lord Jesus Christ with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, all your strength, and you must love every human being upon the earth and out of the earth as you love yourself. Well, I don't know Susie Q. It don't matter whether you know Susie Q or not. You still must love Susie Q. Well, I don't know Sabina. Well, you must love Sabina. You don't know these people. You have to love them because this is the principle and the commandment of the Lord Jesus Christ Almighty. Because when you follow the principles of the Lord Jesus Christ Almighty, everything goes well with you, and it's a happy sense inside of your being because you are put in the highest part of the universe. The key activation of all power is love. When you love people, you feel good inside. You stay young inside. You renew yourself inside because you follow the principles of the Holy Ghost. And when you glorify the Holy Ghost, you can't do it by yourself. Like my sweetheart brother said the other day, you have to follow the principles of the Holy Spirit. Woe be unto you that hate the Lord Jesus Christ. Woe be unto you that reject the Lord Jesus Christ. Woe be unto you that reject the principles and the guidance of the light of Christ. Woe, be it to you scribes and Pharisees and hypocrites and you mangle-mangle church mongers. Woe be unto you that take the kingdom of Christ for granted. For behold, the kingdom of Christ is power. For behold, the kingdom of Christ within you. Behold, the kingdom of love saturates and exuberates and jubilates and concentrates and motivates and dedicates through your temple being. Behold, I say unto you, flow with the flow of Holy Ghost. Flow with this love factor in you. Stop fighting the supreme being. Stop fighting the Lord Jesus Christ. Stop fighting the truth. When you are commanded to do something, follow the principles of the Holy Spirit. When you are told to get tablets or notebooks, follow the day planner of the Holy Spirit. Follow the truth, O my saints of the Most High. Don't neglect to do what the Spirit of the living Jesus Christ manifests and through the ones whom I appointed. Someone has to be important around here that I raise up. Follow the principles of the truth, my saints of the Most High, Jesus I am. Follow the truth of the team, the team of light in the heavens and on the earth. Follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit, for my Holy Spirit is on the earth. Behold, I say unto you that you must follow the divine principle, because you praise, love, and gratitude to the Holy Spirit of love. You cannot alter it and sideways and backtrack it. You will go gloriously forward. I say unto you, trust the Holy Spirit like never before. Give all attention to the Holy Ghost. Give all attention to the power that is within you. This is the living life force. This is the jubilation. I say unto you, trust this light of Christ like never before. Glory to the Holy Ghost.
God, Jesus, baby. Glory to the Holy Ghost, the main power. Like my brother says, love. You cannot love if you don't have the Holy Ghost. You have to have the Holy Ghost to love. The Holy Ghost is the love substance of the universe. Why is everybody going and looking at Star Wars? It will be the number one film. It is the number one film right now. You know why? It's talking about the Christ light, the midichlorians. That's the Christ light, the intelligence that guides you inside, that talks to you. People want to know about the God within. Son of God University is teaching you about that power within, which is the Ghost Holy, which is the scientific name, midichlorians, the intelligence. It's talking about that. That empowers you to know God. In the last days, everybody's going to know who God is. He's going to write it on your tablets. The scripture says that. You know, he's in you. He abides within you. And then when you get that ghost holy, it really aliens you. It really puts feeling into you. You think you love now? You have no love until you get the Holy Ghost. You think you love Jesus? You have no love until you get the Holy Ghost. You think you love your wife? You have no love until you get the Holy Ghost. You think you try to love your enemy? You have no love until you get the Holy Ghost. You may try. You may try. You can try to work, but you can't do it. You need the power. What's the power? The Holy Ghost. What's the Holy Ghost's name? Jah Jesus. As you say Jah Jesus, my loving brothers and sisters, that Jah Jesus will purify you, it will anoint you, it will protect you from all these kind of spirits, any kind of evil spirits that's after you. If you have some kind of negative spirits coming, you say Jah Jesus, it has to flee. You're living the life, it has to get the hell out of there. It has to leave. It's the power of the name, the authority. Jah Jesus is the authority of the name. The Son of God and the Holy Ghost has the same name. That authority is power. It's power. As you say that name, man, your cells ignite. It come alive. When you say Jah Jesus, it comes alive. You've seen the people in the stands of the Seahawks. They are praising Jah Jesus. They're coming alive. They're falling out. They know it. Seahawks have to win. You know why? It's Holy Ghost City, baby. It's where Jah Jesus lives. It's Holy Ghost City. It's anointed city. I don't care what's going on there. It's anointed. It has the seven hills. It has represents the seven spirits. That is an anointed place. Seahawks have to win. You know why? Last time, Jah Jesus said it wasn't to his glory. What happened? When those people used witchcraft on the East Coast to beat the Seahawks through a fumbling pass, whatever happened over there. You know, he said, that's not my glory. They didn't feel no glory because they cheated. They tried to use witchcraft to do it. They think they succeeded, but see, Seahawks is on the right. They got their Christ mind. They put it to their mind. They're going to do it, and they're going to do it. It's through the Holy Ghost, my brothers and sisters. Holy Ghost City, Jah Jesus City, Seattle, Washington, the Puget Sound. The Puget Sound has the roaring of the Holy Ghost. It rumbles on there. Jah Jesus, you hear humming the Om sound. That's Jah Jesus' spirit. It's moving, baby. You see these volcanoes there? It's volcanoes, Mount Rainier. And then it has this other volcano, my brother, that's going to go off. What's that name of that volcano?
Oh, yeah, Glacier Peak.
Glacier Peak.
Glacier Peak,
yeah,
baby.
And they just had I remember I was up there the other day.
Yeah.
And it was rumbling. I said, this is an earthquake. Well, because my phone, you know, smartphones just come on, earthquake. And then it started over there, Vancouver Island,
right,
in the ocean over there, and it rumbled all the way here. And I was thinking that, hey, you know, that volcano is going off, and they're not letting you know in Seattle. That volcano is going to be going off over there, where my brother said. That's rumbling and rumbling, and they're not saying nothing. They're just being cool, but I'm letting you know, baby, you better be ready, and you better be alert with the Holy Ghost, because in the state of Washington, Holy Ghost headquarters, 120 volcanoes, and they're rumbling, baby. Don't take it for granted. Don't take that city for granted. That's Holy Ghost City, and that's the first one to be chastised. It's Holy Ghost City, baby, and you better be living right in that city, because if you're not, man, I don't want to say what happened, but if you're into Jah Jesus and you have the baptism of the Holy Ghost, you have the Holy Ghost you need it in these times, because you don't know what's going to happen. You don't know if a tsunami's going to happen. You don't know if an earthquake's going to happen. You don't know if a volcano's going to go off. You don't know. You think everything is all nice and dainty. Don't take it for granted. It says there'll be earthquakes in devised places. It says this and that. You don't know, my loving brothers and sisters. Be armed with the Holy Ghost. You need this power. It's a power that helps you forgive. The Holy Ghost give you that power to help you forgive. This Holy Ghost will give you this love substance, these midichlorians into all your cells that helps you have the force. You want the force? You want to operate the force? The force, it is a force. I know a lot of questions. What do you mean it's a force? It is a force. It is the Jah Jesus force. They're trying to tell you. It's a force. It's an energy. It's energy activated. And the energy can be activated dynamically with the name. The name, yeah. Jah Jesus, baby. You say the name, the force is activated. Try it. Don't just believe me. Use the name. Pray the name. Glorify the name. That Jah Jesus is within you. It's within you. He put it within you. When he gave you that body, he put that Father within you, that Jah Jesus spirit. Now what you need to do is activate it. You need to get on your knees and praise that Jah Jesus and thank him and ask him to forgive you for your sins. That's how you get into salvation, the baby stage, the beginning stage. And after you say, oh, forgive me for what I'm a sinner, then you ask for the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Once you get the baptism of the Holy Ghost, you're on your way. A lot of you, you're just sitting in the charger. It's just like you sitting in the charger. You have a 440 engine, a 440 six pack. You don't turn the key. You're just sitting there. All you Bible thumps, you go to church, you're not turning the key on. You're just going through the motions. You haven't turned the key on. Once you get the Holy Ghost, boom, boom, you turn the key on. You're ready to rock and roll. A lot of you are still in the baby state. You run around, you're not turning the engine on. You have no power. You run around, you're doing this, you're doing that. You can clean the church, you can do that. That's not giving you no points. You can give to the ministers. That's definitely not getting, he's robbing you. You're not getting no points. You're not getting nothing until you get that baptism of the Holy Ghost. That's your salvation. You get that, you turn the engine, you're turning the key now. Boom, a 4-4, it's starting up. Now you're starting to rumble. Now you're starting to activate. Now you're moving. You're moving now. Before then, you stand still. It's a lot of Christians to this day are standing still. They think they're going to heaven to be with Jah Jesus. I'm sorry to say you're not. Because Jah Jesus only hang with the transfigured people, the people who are gods and goddesses. The other he'll pass by and see from now and then. If you want to hang with Jah Jesus and be in his kingdom, you have to be a god or goddess. Then he said, didn't you know that ye are gods? You know from when the word comes, the Holy Spirit, the word is within you. Did you know that that word is within you? Did you know that that word is the word of God that tells you everything what to do? You are the word. You're just like Jesus. You're a baby Jesus. You're growing up in stature. You're listening to that word. That word is telling you everything what to do. That is the living word. You see the written word. You go by its principles. But now you want to elevate to the living word that tells you what to do every millisecond of the day, because during this world, nowadays, you're going to need that. You can't run to the Bible and say, oh, what does this scripture say? Or what does that say? You got to live it and know that, hey, have the confidence to know that Jah Jesus is in you and Jah Jesus rise and lives within you. As Jesus said, the Spirit of God will be with you, and he said, and it shall be in you. So, hey, don't you know it's in you? Everybody keeps thinking about Jah Jesus or even the Father who has no jurisdiction on this planet. You're praying to him, way out hollering to him, and you're making all these noises. It has no effect. You're not getting anywhere. You need to praise Jah Jesus. At least praise the Son of God. Come
right.
on.
Yeah.
At least praise the Son of God.
That's
and
right.
then once you praise him, they ask for the Holy Ghost, and then you start your... And then you get that Holy Ghost, then you can start your engine. Then you can start moving, baby. Because if you don't have the Holy Ghost, you're a dead duck. You're a deadbeat. You ain't doing nothing.
Yeah.
You're just a regular mortal just running around not doing anything. You think you're doing something. You think you're trying to save somebody. You can't save nobody. You know what saves them? The Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost. We get blessed. We have billions of people listening to us, but it's the Holy Ghost that does this, the saving. It's the Holy Ghost within them that saves them. It's the Holy Ghost that tells them stuff is wrong that they're doing. It's the Holy Ghost. It's that spirit within. Just like those brothers that was on the East Coast, they was going to kill policemen, but then they decided not to.
Right.
You think we did it? No. It was the Holy Ghost that told them, hey, start blessing the police. So you know what? Instead of killing the police, they start feeding the police food. They start helping their community.
Okay.
See, that transformation comes from inside God, the God within, the Christ within. It tells them, it motivates them. And God, Jesus, he's the one that gives you the Holy Ghost. And you can praise him, and he can come and minister to you too.
That's
he's
right.
active on this earth. He's not gone away. He's very active on this earth. So know that. The God, Jesus, the Son of God Jesus, the Holy Ghost, or the Spirit of God, or the Christ energy, whatever you want to call it. It's an energy. It's a force. It's all. May the force be with you.
That's right, baby. I tell you, this holy force is a reality. You know, the other day, my brother, when Jesus came to visit me, that was on November the 14th, 2014, and he told me he was going to come in the Seahawk colors.
Mm-hmm.
So I had on the nightgown, the green nightgown and the blue sweatpants, both silky kind of rayon material. I was all excited. I still am.
Mm-hmm.
And I mentioned this before, the other day, maybe a month ago on the program, and Jesus stuck with me. It came to my mind again. He said, I will appear before you, and I will bear hug you, and I will lie in the bed with you, but you cannot face me. I'll be behind you, but you will see me, but you can't look at me face to face because my eyes will burn up your eyes. I said, whoa, dude, you're heavy duty. You know, I might not have said it like that, but it's like I'm recognizing his power and his glory. So as he was behind me, embracing me, I saw his face, but I didn't see his face. What do you mean? It's like a mirror. It's like a mirror inside of me beheld Jesus Christ behind me, and I saw his face behind me, within me.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw those, like I mentioned the other day, with turquoise, purplish eyes. It was so pretty and attractive. And he looked greater than a rock star. He is the rock star. He's the Rock of Ages. And that beautiful long thick hair and the beautiful gown he had on, blue. See, I told you he's a Seahawks fan. Didn't I say that? I said it during the program. He's a Seahawk. He had on the same colors I had on. And it was so cool because I treasured the moment. But when he was there, before he left, he said, get wrapped up in my Holy Ghost. I said, I got you. I don't need nothing else. You know, I was all infatuated with the presence of Jesus Christ, and due to my advanced knowledge, I knew what he meant. Don't mess up like Laiva and Atiba don't.
Right.
Yeah, stay focused in the Holy Ghost because he's there and he's gone. You see, and so it's like I said, oh my beautiful Savior, Seahawks fan. He came in those beautiful colors, and he embraced me, and he didn't bite his tongue. He said, if I stand in front of you, you'll burn up. So that lets me know He's a glorified being. He's very supreme, very ultimate supreme. And so I had, you know, various experience with him, and I love Jesus Christ. Then the other day, Quan Hao and I, about 40-some years ago, we was in Cuyahoga County in the USA. Cuyahoga County, that's Cleveland, Ohio, in the Midwestern United States. And we was going to a concert. It was a James Cleveland, Reverend James, he was alive in those days. And it was a gospel concert, and I said, Quan, we want to go to a Catholic church because we were, like, you know, all day affair. And he lives in the Puget Sound, like I did. He's from Malaysia, a good friend of mine. And I said, let's go to a Catholic church. And we were, you know, looking for a Catholic to hear that, glory be to the Holy Son of God, Jesus, amen. I like how they do the mass and the praises. And we stumbled across a church, my brother. It said, it caught our attention. It said, Jesus Christ, First Baptist Church. I said, Quan, we're going to that church. He said, I thought you wanted to go to the Catholic. I said, I did, but this church, the canon, it had a name. It had a name, and it had the name of the Son of God on there, Jesus. So we went there, and we felt good. Let us give glory to Jesus. Thank you, sweet Holy Spirit. Jesus Christ of Nazareth and Jesus Christ, the eternal Holy Spirit. All praise and love and gratitude be to you forever. We thank you for the privilege of being on BBS Radio to glorify your name and to exalt you forever and ever. Hallelujah. Amen. In the name of
Jesus, baby. May the force be with you. God Jesus, baby. Got that right.